8:25, Kent, the Country Morning Show here. Good morning, Steve Fallett.
Hey, good morning, KZ.
Hey, it's good to see you here today. You brought in a special guest today.
I did. This guy is very familiar here in Southern Illinois. Can you see him?
I can. Hello. Manager Mike Pinto in the studio.
That's right. With us. That's right. And the reason why here. Mike is here is River Radio has partnered with the Miners. We've been partnering since the day they've moved in to Southern Illinois, and it's been a great relationship, but we've taken the next step. River Radio is now going to be the home for the Southern Illinois Miners on 1035ESPN.com.
Yes!
Yeah.
Now, I didn't know this news. You kept this under wraps. I guess you don't tell Kent because it will blab his mouth everywhere. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're thrilled. Baseball.
Well, you know, with technology, the way it's growing so fast and everybody has a radio in their hand at all times with their smartphone, that's how people are tuning in. In fact, you can get it on TuneIn Radio. Mm-hmm. You can get it on, we're going to have a brand new 1035 ESPN app.
Yes.
So you can go through there and listen live. You can always use your smart speakers at home and just say, hey, Alexa, I want 1035ESPN.com. Boom. There's the Southern Illinois Miners. So
awesome.
It's a great way to be able to bring the sounds of Southern Illinois Miners baseball, whether home or on the road, if you're not able to make the game, right on your smartphone or smart speaker.
That's exciting stuff right there. And I know, what are we like? Manager Pinto, we like less than 2 months away now to opening day.
Yeah, it's about that.
Wow.
Yeah, 6 weeks till my players arrive.
Okay.
So still lots to get wrapped up. We're still finalizing the last players who's going to be here, that as major league releases are going on this week and next week. So we'll finalize the last pieces with that. But we're anxious to get going. We're really excited to be with you guys. We've been partners. We've been friends for so long. I mean, since day number one, I remember in my first days coming here for an interview when I first got to Southern Illinois and feeling as welcome as you possibly could be as I walked around these studios. So this is home for us.
This is exciting. Like, I'm smiling.
Yeah, you are.
Right now.
I see that.
Because I love going to a Miners game, but also there's something about listening to a baseball game on the radio. Like, maybe you're out tinkering in the garage, you're out on the deck one night. If you can't make it to the ballpark, maybe it's during a weeknight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just throwing things out here. So on the 1035 ESPN app, we'll be able to get all that.
You bet.
Wow,
absolutely. And we're just going to be rolling that out actually this week.
Cool.
So that app will be available starting this week.
Love it.
Yeah.
The other thing that I have caught wind of, and maybe you listening have heard Manager Pinto share some of his story on the air, has a really good commercial that's airing right now about this program that you've started. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. We have the Miners have had a 501(c) charity called the Miners Charity for all these years, and we really never had a direction to it, and something just kind of hit a nerve with me. I saw a TV show called Returning the Favor, and it featured an organization in St. Louis called the St. Louis Sports Outreach, where this gentleman had bought a $300 bat, too big for his son, didn't know what to do with it.
Wow. Yeah.
Went in to sell it at one of those resale places, and they offered him $19.
Oh,
and he said, you know what, I'll give it away for
that. Give it away. Yeah.
And it started this thing in the basement of a church, and I saw the segment on it, and then we called him, met with him. He not only has given us a truckload of stuff, he's going to bring another one for us as well. But it spurred us on to say, let's see if there's got to be equipment in basements and garages of people's homes that is not being used. That could be used.
Yeah. I've got some in my garage. I got like three bats that are my girls have outgrown.
Right.
So is this just baseball, softball? It's everything.
Right now it's just baseball and softball. We'll expand this as we get through the year. But with us having a professional baseball and now softball team, we thought we should be the caretakers to make sure that somebody should not be kept from playing because they don't have the equipment to do it.
Right.
So we want to help and make sure that's the case. And it struck a chord with me personally when I was going from 9 to 10 years old and we had baseball signups. My mom had been in the hospital a couple times and the money was short. You know, those were hospital bills to be paid.
Yeah.
And my mom took a couple extra shifts as a waitress and I was able to sneak in and at the last sign-up day and play. And I think back and honestly, would my life be different today?
Oh, boy.
Would I be doing what I'm doing now had I've gone in a different direction that summer. So right. I have a great passion for this, and we're going to raise money this summer during the season to help kids be able to pay for their rec fees. We're going to send our players into the community to set up rec games, like just a Sandlot game, a pickup game.
This is exciting to me, too, just to be out there, just going to show up at a park somewhere and play baseball with the minors.
Yep,
wow.
Exactly. So
I mean,
it's going to be fun.
For a kid that's in Little League, you know, I remember working out there with you guys one summer, and they had, and Steve, you know it too, on certain Friday nights, they allow Little League teams to run out there with the players.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You talk about a thrill. I mean, that is something right there. So good things are going on. And the name of the program, I want to get it right, Passing the Game On.
That's correct. Yeah,
right.
And it's kind of multifold, from passing the love of the game on, passing the money that we're able to raise to put into help kids be able to afford to play, and passing the love of the game on with clinics and, you know, some education as to how to play the game.
All right, so I've got a couple of bats in my garage, and I know folks are listening right now. They're like, well, I got some stuff. I got a big old 5-gallon bucket of softballs we don't use anymore. Where do we need to take this?
Well, first of all, we have a place right here at River Radio.
Okay.
The Miners Box Office. Any of the Rent One stores throughout the community all have
great
collection donation bins, and we can get them from there.
Cool. Well, I'm going to share this article on our website and our social media, too, about it, so you can see the items that they're accepting, where to take them. SouthernIllinoisMiners.com has all of that information for you right there. But what a cool, cool thing. And I'm very excited that River Radio is now the home of Miners baseball.
You bet. Starting May, 1035ESPN.com, the new home for the Southern Illinois Miners.
That sounds really good. Steve, you need to do a commercial.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
You've done this before.
Yeah, I've got to say, that was, I really enjoyed my 6 years, the first 6 years of being the public address announcer for the Miners. It was so much fun.
It is fun.
We've had some great time. I mean, that 18-inning game, man. And we were supposed to leave for Mexico with the whole family. And we just kept staying, and my wife's calling, when are you coming home? I'm like, I don't know.
Now, I'll add to the funny of that story is I was ejected in the ninth inning because of Ralph Santana. And
isn't that always the case?
And the two of us are up on the balcony up above. And I said, if we lose this game, you might as well run. Right. And so he was the happiest guy of all, because I was not so happy standing up there watching for nine innings.
The memories.
Oh,
I mean,
you bet.
We've got a lot right there.
And it's right here in our own backyard, and now it's on River Radio. So
love it. Well, Manager Pinto, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for having
me. Appreciate it. Steve, as always, thank you, sir.
You betcha.
It's happening. We'll check out more information, Southern Illinois Miners or SIMiners.com, and also on our website and social media outlets. You'll find it there for Passing the Game On. And get ready for Miners baseball coming soon.